All right, Tom and Stu, thank you very much. We are down here in the Patron Platinum Club for the Daily's post-game show. I want to thank everybody for coming over here tonight. A tough one for the Predators in the shootout, but a great hockey game. Predators fall 4-3 to the Vancouver Canucks. And we are joined by David Legwand, Predators centerman, who was heavily involved in this one for sure. Leggy, another really exciting hockey game, back and forth. A lot of shots, a lot of chances, just like Saturday night.
Yeah, it was. Obviously, Vancouver's got a very offensive hockey team. And, you know, we made a couple mistakes there at the end of the first. They got a lead, and we were able to bounce back in the second. And then the third, the goalies kind of took over and did what they do. And, you know, that's two great goalies. And, you know, it was tough to come by scoring chances and goals there in the third and overtime. And obviously saw in the shootout it went a little longer than the first three.
Well, you hit on a key point in the game. You guys were playing really well in that first period. Then they had those quick goals, bang, bang. What was the talk in the locker room to try to overcome that? Because, as you said, you guys came out strong in the second period.
Just to keep going. We knew we had our chances there in the first. Luongo made a couple big saves and kept them close. And then they get the two goals and our mistakes. And, you know, we knew we made those mistakes. And we knew we could bounce back from what we'd done in the past. And we had to do it again tonight.
You guys beat them earlier in the season out at Vancouver. But, you know, you guys were sort of hanging on. It was a great win for you guys, but they outchanced you. They outshot you. Tonight, I thought you guys really outplayed them for a large portion. They drew more penalties, had a lot of zone time down there. You got to feel good about how you guys have sort of narrowed the gap, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think the first game out there, they obviously took it to us with 5-1, and then we came back and beat them 6-5 in kind of a shootout. And, you know, it was a good game, and tonight kind of showed where we shut the gap on them a little bit. And coming hard at them and making them make mistakes and turn it over and keep them pinned in their own zone. And the more we do that, the better we're going to be throughout the rest of the season.
You guys almost had that last-second buzzer beater in overtime there. Really nice scoring play there, using every tenth of a second there. I thought that might have been the storybook play.
Yeah, it was close there at the end. I said to Suits, you know, he probably could have shot that, but he saw Willie coming off the bench, and, you know, they made a good save at the end there. I mean, if that goes in, it's game over, and hopefully it beats the clock.
Well, and you don't come up big in the shootout as a team there. You were able to score on yours, though, to keep your life. That's always the tough one, where you got to score to keep your team alive, and you were able to execute your move there under pressure.
Yeah, it's always tough. Obviously, Pekka doesn't like getting scored on any time, and, you know, he gives up the third one, and we come back and get the third one. So then it went, you know, three or four more shooters, and, you know, you're getting down to the nitty-gritty there, and we had a couple chances to win it there with 4 and 5 and, you know, keep it going with 6, but... You know, that gets into a little bit of skills competition. They got the extra point tonight, so, you know, we'll take the point and go out on the road here.
Yep, and a big road trip coming up starting in Ottawa. Leggy, thanks a lot for coming up here, spending a few minutes with us. Good luck on this road trip.
Thank you.
All right, David Legwand joining us here on the Daily's postgame show. When we come back, we'll have a lot more for you. From Bridgestone Arena, 4-3. Predators fall short in the shootout tonight against the Vancouver Canucks. Stay tuned. We've got a lot more coming right here on the Fifth Third Bank Nashville Predators Radio Network.